This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
One of the questions I get over and over again on the Bible Answer Man broadcast is, how do I develop an effective prayer life? I wrote a book called The Prayer of Jesus to answer that question, but in short, it is important for us to recognize that prayer is not merely a way by which we can get things from God, as though we have to find some kind of a formula to extract things from God. No, prayer is a means by which we develop a relationship with the lover of our soul, out of which everything else flows. Jesus taught us to pray not only by giving us the majestic prayer we call the Lord's Prayer in the Sermon on the Mount, but Jesus also modeled the principles of prayer. He withdrew to lonely places. Why? Because he treasured fellowship with his heavenly Father, and we should do the same. Involvement produces commitment, and the more time we spend with our Lord, the more we will yearn for that which is eternal, as opposed to yearning for that which is temporary. If we're honest with ourselves, most of us have learned to pray backwards. We rush into God's presence with a laundry list of prayer requests, and before our knees have ever hit the floor, we're already thinking about rushing back into our frenzied lifestyle. In other words, we treat God no better than we treat cherished relationships. We want intimacy without the investment of quality time. What I would suggest to you, if you want a prayer life, is not only to withdraw to lonely places and pray, but make a paradigm shift and start seeing prayer not as a means of getting things from God, but rather see prayer as a means of developing a relationship. And remember, that relationship is not just temporary. That relationship is eternal. For not only will you have that relationship in time, when Jesus Christ returns, you will have that relationship for all eternity. Check out the Prayer of Jesus and learn how to pray by developing intimacy.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.